Here in the Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza Strip, Hamas-run civil defense crews used digging machines to try and remove the rubble of a two-story building, which a heavy Israeli airstrike pounded into the ground overnight Thursday. The strike destroyed the building with a home and post office in it and damaged three other adjacent homes. Medical sources in Gaza say at least 30 people were killed, many of them women and children, while many others were wounded. A civil defense crew member working on the scene spoke in a condition of anonymity to Pacifica Radio.
After the home was struck earlier, we and civil defense, in cooperation with the municipality, have been working on removing the rubble. So far, we have removed more than 30 dead people. We are still working on finding an estimated number of 14 or 15 missing people, including women and children.
Hassan Abu Shawish is an elderly man who watched as emergency workers tried to find his nephew's family, who were still among the missing.
My nephew and his children and wife, his name is Ashraf, his sons, Gaith and Adam, and his wife Dina are missing, and we don't know yet about their fate, whether they're dead or alive. As you can see, since yesterday night, we've been trying to get help from the civil defense. The home was struck while they thought they were safe. Before, he was living in a rented home, and after that home was shelled, he moved to live at a store in his father's home. Suddenly, this strike occurred, and all I can say is, praise be to God.
Later, Pacifica learned that the family of Ashraf Abu Shawish, along with his family members, were taken out as dead bodies from under the rubble. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital, which is a key government-run medical facility in the central Gaza Strip town of Deir el-Balah, received the majority of the cases from the heavy airstrike in Nusayrat. Dr. Wasim Al-Tarturi is a senior doctor at the hospital's emergency room.
There were several cases. We sent out 5 cases to surgical operations last night at the hospital. We also transferred a number of other cases to other hospitals. We currently face difficulties because of a lack of equipment and beds. In such conditions, we set the mode into mass casualty code. And of course, this is so difficult for us.
Karam Omar, a 17-year-old boy, is among those injured during the airstrike on the Nusayrat home. Karam is a displaced resident from Gaza City and was injured in a relative's home just too close to the destroyed two-story home. Karam's mother was killed during the same bombardment overnight.
My mother has gone and the others were injured. Some lay at the European Gaza Hospital or at the American Hospital. My head has been injured and I've had stitches in my eye, as you can see. Also, my leg has been injured and my fingers have been burnt out.
Over the past several months, the Israeli army has bombarded a series of residential homes in the Nusayrat refugee camp, causing death and injury to dozens of people, including women and children. This latest major airstrike comes following a recent Israeli army invasion into the northern parts of Nusayrat. Since the Israeli war against the Islamist Hamas party started in October of last year, Israel has claimed that it has been targeting Hamas militants. Local estimates suggest that so far 44,000 people have been killed and more than 10,000 people are estimated to be missing under rubble. Almost half of them are women and children. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.